This is KUOW Seattle. Most Sherpa mountain guides have decided to leave Mount Everest for the season. That is in response to an avalanche last weekend that killed 13 Sherpas and left 3 missing. We know Sherpas for their work on Everest expeditions, but Sherpas are an ethnic group in Nepal. Last weekend's accident is the deadliest in Everest history, and it happened right at the start of the climbing season. Sherpas were preparing routes for the climb, which typically begins in May.
This walkout is a gesture of grief from a very close-knit community. It's also a demonstration of frustration and anger at how Sherpas are compensated for the risks that they take. Mi'kmaq Ti Sherpa moved to the Puget Sound region in 2006 to work with the outdoor adventure industry, but he grew up in Kunjung at the base of Mount Everest. A childhood friend and one of his neighbors were among those killed. Mi'kmaq, welcome to The Record.
Thank you so much.
How did you hear the news about the avalanche?
Yeah, that morning, I was looking on my Facebook and I saw a lot of news and about the avalanche killed in Everest. And my second brother is in Everest climbing, and I was very wondering. And the other wonder thing is we Sherpa people have, a lot of Sherpa people have the same name. We do have 5 or 6 Mi'kmaq in my town.
Right.
And there is a name has killed, in Everest was my sister-in-law's brother. It's the same name, but then I was very sad and I was very worried. And I tried to call in Nepal as well. I call in Everest Base Camp. The technology worked out, and I able to call in Everest Base Camp, and I got the information people killed, and my brother is safe, dear, my second brother, but I lost one of my good friends since age of 6, and the one neighbor, and Everest, and as well other Sherpas.
So did you know most of the people, or know somebody who knew them?
Yeah, pretty much I know all the people who lost life in Everest because we Sherpa people are very connected to each other. The town where I'm from is about only 100 or 150 families that live there. So we Sherpa people gather on happiness and the sadness all the time, festivals, all the time we gather together. So I know them, so we are very connected, so...
Well, how is it for you to be so far away from Nepal at this time?
You mean why I'm here?
No, I know why you are here. How do you feel being so far away?
Yeah, I feel very sad because I'm not in Nepal right now in this sad situation. If I'm there, I can help. I can give my words to the family about, but I'm far away and, the time, different things and everything is very hard to get all the information update, it's very sad and it's very hard to being far away from my motherland.
Right now, the news is that many of the Sherpas have decided they will not work this season. Being an Everest guide by Nepalese standards, as I understand it, is well-paid job. Do you think that the money that Sherpas who do this work are paid is enough to compensate for the physical risk, the danger?
Yeah, the families of the Sherpa guides who recently killed will continue to bear and mourn of the loss of the long life emotionally and financially. Most of the Sherpa guides leaving behind their families, I will say it's not enough. So, and
I know that the Nepali government offered some kind of compensation. Is it enough?
Yeah, but the first after the accident happened, Nepal government offered $400 per climber, and $400 is not enough. And to right now, after the Sherpas keep refusing taking $400, they give per family is about $5,150 per family, and which is not enough. And we Sherpa people spend a lot of money for the cremations, and at least a minimum is $5,000. It's just going to be spent for the cremation.
So just not enough. Mingmati Sherpa grew up in Kunjung, which is at the base of Mount Everest. He lost a childhood friend and a neighbor in last weekend's avalanche. Mingma, thank you very much for taking time to speak with me.
Thank you. That's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
The Northwest Sherpa Association is collecting funds to help the families of the people who died. If you want to find out more, you can check out our website. It's kuow.org. It's The Record from KUOW.